When we had gone out the decade gate, Jezri had been quiet and distracted for a few minutes before he had gone on his rant. Now I had an upsight, which was that he had been expecting his family to be standing in front of the gate to meet him. So as we approached his old house, I actually felt more anxious than I had when approaching mine. A porter let us in at the front gate, and we kicked off our sandals so that the damp grass would clean and soothe our blasted feet. As we passed into the deep shade of the forested belt around the main residence, we threw back our hoods and slowed to enjoy the cool air. No one was home, except for a female servant whose fluckish was difficult for us to make out. She seemed to expect us. She handed us a leaf, not from a leaf tree such as we grew in the Consent, but made by a machine. It seemed like an official document that had been stamped out on a press or generated by a syntactic device. At its head was yesterday's date, but it was actually a personal note written to Jezri by his mother using a machine to generate the neat rows of letters. She had written it in Orth with only a few errors. She didn't understand how to use the subjunctive. It used terms with which we were not familiar, but the gist seemed to be that Jezri's father had been doing a lot of work far away for some entity that was difficult to explain. But from the part of the world it was in, we knew it had to be some organ of the secular power. Yesterday, she had, with great reluctance and some tears, gone to join him, because his career depended on her attending some kind of social event that was also difficult to explain. They had every intention of making it back for the banquet on 10th night, and they were bending every effort to round up Jezri's 3 older brothers and 2 older sisters as well. In the meantime, she had baked him some cookies, which we already knew since the female servant had brought them out to us. Jezri showed me around the house, which felt like a math, but with fewer people. There was even a fancy clock, which we spent a lot of time examining. We pulled down books from the shelves and got somewhat involved in them. Then the bells began to ring in the Bayesian Cathedral across the street, followed by the chimes in the fancy clock, and we realized that we could read books any day, and sheepishly reshelved them. After a while, we ended up on the veranda, eating the rest of the cookies. We looked at the cathedral. Bayesian architecture was a cousin to Mathic, broad and rounded, where ours was narrow and pointy. But this town was not nearly as important to the secular world as the Consent of St. Edhar was to the Mathic world, so the cathedral looked puny compared to the minster.
"Do you feel happy yet?" Jezri joked, looking at the cookies.
"It takes 2 weeks," I said. "That's why Appert is only 10 days long."
We wandered out onto the lawn. Then we marched back out and headed down the hill.